When Lewis Cole was a kid, he seemed to have rhythm bursting out of his brain, sometimes literally.
I used to bang my head against my pillow to fall asleep. I would like hum Raffi songs and just bang my head on the pillow in some kind of tempo to the thing, yeah.
Would your parents catch you doing that?
Oh, yeah, everyone. I mean, I used to not be able to hang at sleepovers because my friends would be like, what are you doing?
Unsurprisingly, Cole gravitated towards drumming. After high school, he went to USC to study music. And there, he developed another nighttime routine to get better at keeping time. Sleeping with a ticking metronome under his pillow for 6 months straight.
I was like, oh, this is obviously the solution. Let's put it under my pillow.
Did it help?
I don't know. I can't, like, safely recommend that on a public radio program.
Whether it was the metronome under his pillow or his obsessive practice regimen, Lewis Cole became a ferociously awesome drummer. And a prolific composer and arranger. He's put out more than a dozen albums by himself and with his band called Nowhere. He's picked up a couple Grammy nominations and drawn the admiration and awe of people like Thundercat, who has a song called I Love Lewis Cole. And for the past decade, his sound has been anchored by a uniquely Lewis Cole style of drumming. But lately, he's been trying out some new sounds. We met Cole last week at the First Congregational Church of Los Angeles, where he was setting up for a concert of choral music that he wrote.
I hired a married couple to play organ because the chords are huge, so I need four hands.
Are you kidding me? Yes. So they're going to be like an organ duet.
They're going to be like fighting each other.
I hope they don't slap each other's arms during the concert.
Yeah, the woman, Teresa, she's like, no, it's not that note, it's this note. You know, it's like, it's funny. It's like they're married, but it's really a sweet vibe.
I asked Cole what drew him to this elegant Gothic Revival cathedral.
Yeah, it's got a really high ceiling. And it's not like if a Costco had a really high ceiling where it'd be just really insane reverb and out of control. It's somehow really a controlled, nice, long echo.
Do you think you would ever write music for a Costco one day?
Oh, definitely.
I'm there. I will totally go to your Costco concert.
Yeah. Oh, okay, great. Let's do it.
And Cole probably would write music for a Costco. He's always juggling multiple musical projects. Like the day of the choral concert, he also had a new album coming out called Nothing. That album was yet another departure for Cole, writing and arranging orchestral music.
You never get bored. You're always making sure you don't get bored, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't have any vices. I just like making music. That's how I grab, I don't want to sound pretentious, but that's how I grab magic out of the boring air around me. I think that's my vice. That's all I do. I mean, that's really what I enjoy.
That's beautiful. Did you just come up with that phrase right now? That's how you grab magic out of the air?
These are all canned. These are all ready to go.
I love
this
it.
Is
I'm
NPR.
That.
Are you kidding me?
Well, this new album is unlike anything else you've ever done. Like, you worked with a Dutch orchestra, the Metropole Orkest, and the conductor, Jules Buckley. Had you ever written arrangements for an orchestra before?
No, I never had. I'd written arrangements for little sections of, you know, string players or horns or something like that, but never a full orchestra, which is really a different thing. It's like everyone, all the instruments playing at once. I've really spent a long time listening to music like this, but I don't really know how to do it, but I'm gonna just do it.
Okay, I really want to paint a picture for radio listeners who have not seen the videos of you playing with the orchestra, because you guys are all wearing these like black body suits with white skeletons. I mean, it looked like Halloween on stage. Who came up with that idea? Is that a Lewis Cole idea?
Yeah. And it's, people are like, what's the concept there? Is it, you know, we all look the same on the inside. And it's like, no, man. It's like, I just think it's a classic look. It's just good. Everyone looks good in a skeleton suit. And it's also widely available, too. So it's like you can get it in the Netherlands. You know, like they got 70 of them or however much it was. You know, they're easy to get. They look good. That's really the reason.
You're also this really prolific collaborator. Like, beyond this album with Jules Buckley and the Metropole Orchestre, you've worked with Thundercat, the pianist Brad Meldow, your longtime collaborator Genevieve Artadi, loads of other people. And it made me wonder, you seem to have such a specific musical vision for each of your songs. How do you stay true to that vision while incorporating the musical brains of all these other people?
Because I'm a gigantic control freak that's really hard to work with. That's how I do it. That's
so the people secret. You work with just put up with your dominance.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like, oh, I have this vision. It needs to be this. Otherwise, I'm just going to do it myself. I mean, a lot of times it's that. But yeah, usually when I'm collaborating with someone, like even in these orchestra rehearsals with Metropole, you know, it's like if they changed one note, I'd be like, what? What's that? What was that? Can we go back? What is that? Who did that? You know, and then I'm like, can we change it back? You know.
But you keep working with bigger and bigger groups of people. Why would you do that? Like, include more and more minds and musicians into your world when in this day and age, you could just manufacture all of that?
I still think that the energy of a group and the sound of a group can never be fully emulated with, I don't know, I'm going to sound like an old guy, like a computer digital technology. But you know what I mean? Like, I think there is some magic in there that really does come across still. And I think there's also the experience of doing it, just really working with a group of people. It's just like, wow, I really love doing this. This is fun. I spiritually feel good doing this. But the sound of it too, I think there is some magic that's actually tangible in there, and whether you notice it right away or not, I do think it is in there, and I think it's special.
We let Cole get back to prepping his show of choral music, and the next night we came back to the sanctuary to see it. No drums, just a few dozen singers, an organ, the occasional saxophone, and Lewis Cole pulling magic out of the air.